The London Zoo is one of the city's most visited places. During normal times, it is filled with visitors, both young and old. However, as the coronavirus crisis continues, the zoo is once again in lockdown, meaning no visitors at all. No one to watch silly monkeys play in trees. Dangerous king cobras sun on rocks. Or friendly penguins slide down slippery surfaces. Besides that, the lockdown is causing great economic harm. Every month, without visitors, costs the zoo about $1.4 million, Reuters news agency reports. So the future of the world's oldest scientific zoo is unclear. We are losing so much money, zoo employee Kate Sanders told Reuters. I'm concerned the zoo might not survive. Sanders is the team leader for big cats at the zoo. She added that having no visitors has been a really sad time for the zoo. Located in Regent's Park in central London, the London Zoo was opened in 1828 by the Zoological Society of London. Charles Darwin visited while writing his Origin of Species. Queen Elizabeth II is the zoo's patron. But famous connections will not be enough to keep the zoo open with no visitors. The zoo has already faced millions of pounds in losses, and the latest lockdown is again keeping visitors away, even during the usually busy school holidays. The London Zoo was forced to close for 18 weeks in 2020, Reuters reported. That lockdown caused the zoo to lose £15 million. The latest lockdown is expected to cost another £1.8 million. The caretakers of the animals, the zookeepers, are sad and anxious. The Zoological Society of London also owns Whipsnade Zoo, located north of London. Together, the two zoos care for nearly 23,000 animals. All those animals need feeding and other kinds of care. So the number of zookeepers cannot be reduced any more than it has already. We can't furlough animals, said Catherine England, chief operating officer of the London Zoo. And you can't furlough all the staff who look after the animals. It just remains so sad that we are closed, she added. England says there is another sad part to the lockdowns, not being able to educate and inspire visitors to the zoo. One purpose of the zoo, England said, is to inspire people about wildlife. As long as the zoo remains closed, the staff and zookeepers will keep trying to find other ways to teach the public. But, she added, nothing really beats having people in the zoo and having a great day out. I'm Anna Mateo.